Welcome back to Colorado Matters from CPR News and KRCC. I'm Chandra Thomas-Whitfield. Wolves are exploring the San Luis Valley. It's a noteworthy new development in the state's wolf reintroduction program. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce joins us now to get us up to date. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Chandra.
Dan, why do wildlife experts say this is something to pay attention to?
You might just call it, say, a notable benchmark. So the wolves brought into Colorado since 2023 from Oregon and from British Columbia, they were released deep in the Colorado mountains. Think Grand County, Summit County. This is really rough country, tons of forests and public lands. So then by contrast, you have the San Luis Valley. It's mostly private land, farms and ranches, and it's also wide open and flat. So this past summer, you could see wolves flirting with the mountains on the western edge of the San Luis Valley. But then in October, at least one wolf just went ahead and went for it, crossing most of the 60-mile width of the valley.
What would lead a wolf to do that?
Well, to answer that, let's first point out what did not happen. So this was not a pack of wolves crossing into the San Luis Valley. The state has four known packs, and a pack, once it's established, it tends to be pretty territorial, staking out some land and then just staying there and defending it. So what we're talking about here in the valley is one or more, say, lone wolves that have been kicked out of a pack for one reason or another. I spoke with CPW's wolf monitoring and data collector. Her name's Brenna Cassidy, and she says they're searching for a new home.
Their goals are to explore, to find a mate, to find a territory. Like, that's not something that's going to go away, because that is part of wolf biology, is for them to, you know, grow up in a pack, become an adult, and leave their pack to go try and find a new area.
Okay, so we know about this movement through GPS collars, right?
Yep. So all those wolves brought in from out of state, they were fitted with these tracking collars. And every month, Colorado Parks and Wildlife releases a map showing where those collared wolves have been.
How specific is that tracking data? Can we see exactly where the wolves are?
You cannot, not with these publicly released maps anyway. And this does add some caveats to the discussion we're having here. So Brenna Cassidy, who we just heard from CPW, she uses this example of, like, say maybe you've used the GPS on your phone to track a hike you're going on, and you might end up with this really precise line that tracks you all the way. In that case, your GPS is pinging your location almost constantly. And she says the wolf GPS collars, they just don't work like that.
This is, say, once every couple hours. So we're looking at kind of a snapshot of a wolf's location every couple hours. We're not looking at an exact route.
All right. So we have intermittent location data for a large number of wolves. How did CPW decide to release that to the public in a way that is digestible?
That was a tricky decision for them. So if they just released a map of all the location dots, that would be a total mess. You know, it'd be like too granular. But then if they decided to light up all the counties a wolf appeared, that might seem too broad and too misleading. And so what they landed on was watersheds, and they say that that's how a wolf looks at the landscape. So if a GPS collar pings in, say, like a Little Creek's watershed, they would light that watershed up in the month's map, and it looks like this. You should have a map.
Okay, what I'm looking at is a state map with purple splotches across western Colorado, and if I look at the San Luis Valley, it looks like you say I'm seeing a band of purple stretching across the entire valley from Rio Grande County in the west, across Alamosa County, and into Costilla County on the valley's eastern border.
Right, though, like we're saying with this watershed stuff, it's possibly a little misleading. Even though this map shows purple all the way to the Sangre de Cristo Mountains on the eastern edge of the valley, that just means the watershed the wolf was in at some point, that watershed runs up into those mountains, not that the wolf was necessarily running around every single place that is purple on the map.
I also see that there's wolf activity right on the border of Utah in Mesa County and on the New Mexico border in Archuleta County. Does that mean wolves are crossing into those states?
We don't know. Again, does this mean that a wolf went all the way to and over the border, or just that they crossed into the watershed that borders another state? Clearly, you know, a wolf doesn't care about state boundaries. I mean, some of the wolves we have living in Colorado today, they crossed the northern border from Wyoming all on their own, and now they're here. So it's possible. And while CPW, they won't comment on wolf movement outside of Colorado, the state does have agreements with Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico for those states to capture Colorado wolves and return them to Colorado if they're found. And that has not happened yet.
Wow. Fascinating tracking all of this, literally. Dan, thank you.
You are welcome, Chandra.
Dan Boyce, CPR's reporter based in Southern Colorado, filling us in on the wolf reintroduction program underway in our state. Read his ongoing reporting on our website, cpr.org. Meantime, the Trump administration is getting involved in the voter-approved effort to reintroduce the gray wolf to Colorado. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has told the state it can no longer import the animals from Canada.